The main street of Gumaraka is about to look more spectacular as 55 stoby poles and 1.4 k's of power lines come down. Underground power is now connected to all the properties, and the community-led initiative is breathing life and love into the main street of the Northern Hills Township. Joining me to discuss the progress of the Gumaraka Main Street project is Acting Chair Joel Taggart. Hi, Joel.
Hi, Jenny. How are you?
Yeah, really well, thank you. And a new dawn for the view of your beautiful part of the world. Very exciting to hear that things are really happening.
Absolutely, yes. Very exciting for the town. And it's been a long time coming. It's been a project that's taken 5 years so far since the community initially met to collaborate and develop this project. So we're all quite excited that in the next few days, the stoby poles will be well and truly gone.
And what else is happening with the project?
Yeah, no, so as well as some good community building and building the capacity of the community through our group and other spin-off projects and events, we're also having what they call traffic calming going to occur within the next few months, where they'll build protuberances in several locations along the road just to slow traffic down and make it easier for pedestrians to cross. Also some other civil works where the footpaths will get replaced, also getting some nice new landscaping and trees which will be irrigated, which will make it easier than us having to cart water up and down the street to water plants during summer. And also we'll get some nice little things like bike racks and new seating and also a water fountain for people to drink from as well.
Oh, great. And I hear some stormwater upgrades as well.
Absolutely, yeah. So starting next week for a period of 6 to 8 weeks, they'll be digging up the middle of the main street just to put some stormwater infrastructure in. That's amazingly, in the 150 or so years the town's been around, there's been no proper underground stormwater infrastructure in the town, so this will actually allow the stormwater to come off the surface and avoid flooding properties or causing damage to the road and footpath and be put underground and fed into the local creek.
Now, it is quite impressive that this has all come about from the community. Can you tell us about its inception?
That's correct, yeah. So one of our locals, Chelsea Lewis, had a vision and a dream to basically remove the stoby poles and also to make it the street a nice, prettier street, as we've got such a lovely environment here and it's a nice view up and down the main street, and it would be a better view if there were no stoby poles in the way. So she thought it would be a great thing for not only the local community, but also from an economic development perspective, and make the town more popular on the tourism circuit as well, just to remove the stoby poles and then get the street freshened up through having new landscaping and new paving, and also, importantly, slowing traffic down. As it's only a 50k zone through the main street of the town. However, obviously people do a lot more than that sometimes, unfortunately. So one of the strategies is to put traffic calming devices or those protuberances in, and we're pretty confident that will help slow people down, making the main street a safer place for all.
Oh, great. And also giving it that sort of villagey vibe as well, where like a mall almost, where, you know, pedestrians are more important than cars maybe.
Yep, that's exactly right. And throughout the community consultation, we were looking at another number of examples of other towns around the hills and other regional areas such as the Barossa. So a lot of people said they liked places like Harndorf, Tanunda, Aldgate and Stirling. They have those much more nicer pedestrian environments with wider footpaths and better crossing points.
Hmm. And what do you love about living in Gumaraka?
I think it's first and foremost the community, how it's a nice small town. Everyone knows each other. Everyone looks out for each other. And it's just a place where everyone's quite friendly and working towards a common goal, which is to improve the town and obviously promote it to increase tourism within the district.
When is it all going to be finished?
So end of December this year.
Oh,
so
great.
Quite soon.
Yeah, fantastic. So you have a bit of a celebration?
Yeah, I think given the commitment of the community and the various funding bodies, there will be definitely some sort of opening celebration.
How has all of this been funded? Have you guys been, you know, putting in applications for grants and things like that?
Yep, absolutely. So there's been a multitude of funding sources. Obviously, as a incorporated association, our own committee has done its own fundraising through various events and barbecues and other fundraising events we've done just to raise our own fund. But principally, the money for the Main Street upgrades come from a few sources. So obviously, Adelaide Hills Council has given the project a fair bit of money in terms of funding the civil works for aspects they're responsible for, such as footpaths and landscaping. We've also got funding from the federal government Building Better Regions Fund. So our local member, Rebecca Sharkey, has been quite invaluable in helping us access that. And also through the state government, they had a program under the previous government called Residents Win, which the Department of Infrastructure and Transport at the state government level has provided funding for. And combined with that, to actually help the power lines people underground, we got what they call PLEC funding, which is funding that is shared by council, the state government, and also SA Power Networks to help communities like ours improve their environment and pay for the undergrounding of the poles and wires.
Oh, beautiful. And quite a community. You've got a winter solstice celebration coming up, I hear.
That's correct. Yep, to celebrate the upcoming solstice on Saturday night, we're having a big bonfire and soup night, which has become a bit of a tradition that people in the district look forward to. So that's a good fundraiser for us as well. Unfortunately, it's sold out this year. It's so popular. But we hope more and more people can join us next year in 2022. Oh,
beautiful. And it is Fun Fact Friday. So I've got to ask you, do you have one fact about Gumaraka?
Absolutely. I think the one biggest fact, and a lot of people probably already know it, is that we have the world's biggest rocking horse.
Of course.
So we encourage everyone to come and visit it. Buy some wooden toys there and have a coffee and help support that great local business.
Great. Hey, thanks so much for your time today, Joel Taggart.
No worries.